There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, big news in the last few minutes. We have now seen two more teams clinch their divisions in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are your AL East champions by virtue of their win tonight over the Blue Jays, 5-2. Aaron Judge, 4 walks. So still leading all the categories for the Triple Crown, but still stuck at 60 home runs. The Yankees are your AL East champions, and the Cardinals are your NL Central champions. They have clinched it. They have a 7.5-game lead over the Brewers with 7 to go. The Cardinals will go to the playoffs. Again, they will be playing in the first round. But the Cardinals, really, it's not like the Cardinals have played unbelievably great baseball. They've kind of meandered. It's the fact the Brewers just took a complete nosedive after the trade deadline and the trade of Josh Hader.
Two-team division. Right, everybody else stunk. I mean, I love Joey Votto. The fact that he's been in the stand shaking hands and kissing babies for the last few games. Great gesture, great guy. But that tells you where your season went. The Cubs are, well, the Cubs. That dynastic run lasted all of a year. All the component parts have been shuffled off elsewhere. The Pirates, I mean, the Pirates aren't even bringing people to that beautiful new ballpark anymore. Not even exciting to go to a game on a Tuesday. But, yeah, it's just awful. And then the Brewers played terrible baseball after the trade deadline. Mike. Oh, Jason's Brewers.
Well, I said at the beginning of the year, I said, hey,
World Series is what you said.
A team that could, yeah, and then the trade deadline happened, and suddenly, oh, maybe we shouldn't have traded Josh Hader. Maybe we should have held on to the guy. We're going to be so smart and trade a guy who's been a lights-out closer. He's had a bad last week and a half. We're going to trade him. We're going to get other players. And it just didn't work.
The rare circumstance where you have guys that were pretty good in both their respective clubs, you make a deal that include, you know, and do that swap, and then they both stink. Very, very interesting. I mean, the psychology of pitching, and we've talked about it a lot with closers through the years, friends of the program and baseball pundits, former players, and just that mindset that trying to get it back when it's been lost. I mean, we watch it, you know, we joke about, you know, the anxiousness of Kimbrel. Lost his job. Talked about Kenley Jansen for years. When he was on, he was as dominant as you'd see. If he wasn't, well, it got bad. And it got bad fast. And then, obviously, sweating Hader. So it's been an interesting kind of run because we also had, showing up in my scrolls, maybe yours as well, the last outings for Mariano Rivera as a closer. When Derek Jeter went to take him out of the game and all those, that's up in there. And it's juxtaposed with, I don't think I trust my closer. How do I get one of him?
So we'll have more baseball coming up in about 20 minutes. John Paul Morosi stopping by. More on Aaron Judge, the Yankees. Keep it here, the Mets and the Braves. But...
Is that just a heart attack from all the sodium you've consumed or what?
No, it's, I have had a lot of sodium today.
Today?
This is, yeah, today.
Every day.
Today, no, I don't have a lot of salt. I'm not, that's the thing. I'm not a big salt guy.
Put salt on your cuts.
No. Oh, it hurts so bad. No, I'm actually not a big salt guy. Because the doctors always say to me, how's your salt intake? I go, I very rarely put salt in anything. They'll really go, yeah, I can't tell
you. Well, I don't add it. It's already in your food. It might already be there.
No.
But I'm not adding it.
But knock wood. Like, all my blood work, everything is, I don't have a salt issue. And I was like, okay, just be careful of that because that's something as you get older.
Sure.
You know, salt really, I said, you know, but no. I'm good with salt.
Yeah, you got that. I got, the meat's going to get me. So
why are you so salty about the Jets, huh?
I'm going to get you. I have external salt. That's right. It's external salt about the Mets and the Jets. That's what it is. But to kind of piggyback on the conversation we had last hour about Trevor Lawrence arriving, right? I told you a month ago, Jalen Hurts is going to be the MVP of the NFL. Here's everybody 3 weeks in going, hey, this Jalen Hurts is really, really good. In a month, they'll be talking about Trevor Lawrence the same way they talk about Jalen Hurts now. He is arriving. He is a different quarterback. He is becoming the star player that he was expected to be when he came into the league a year ago. He is coming. The arrival, it is here. But just a couple of big, bold predictions. And this is what...
We always like that.
This is what I would... This is where you say to me, all right, put your money where your mouth is. I want to know what kind of odds I can get on this in Vegas.
Okay.
Think about this for a second. Just to stop and think about this for a second. If I wanted to bet on these two teams to parlay to win their divisions in the NFL, and my parlay was the Jaguars and the Lions, just think about that for a second before you go, let's deal with the Jaguars first.
Okay.
Jaguars have an incredibly good offense, right? They have the best offense in the division. Their defense is number one in the NFL against the run. They pressure quarterbacks, and they're not in a great division. Look at the Colts. Yes, great. The Colts beat the Chiefs. They also tied a game, and the Colts are not very good.
They got shut out by the Jaguars, yes. 24-0.
Yeah, they lost this game to them. We already know the Texans, they're really struggling. Really, really struggling. I mean, the Bears were able to beat them. And the Titans are clearly not the Titans of years past, where this is a team that is loaded up so much to be able to get to the AFC Championship game. This is a wide-open division, and I'm telling you, a team that has the best offense and is, again, number one defense in the NFL against the run and hits quarterbacks. So the Jaguars win the AFC South? Yeah, dude, that can happen. That really can happen because part of it is the division being bad. If the Jaguars were in the AFC North, no, it's not happening. If they're in the AFC West, no. But the division is bad, and the sad sack Jaguars for the longest time, do not be surprised. Jaguars winning the AFC South, that's something that could happen. Again, I'm getting close on my Jaguars Super Bowl prediction 5 years from when they got Trevor Lawrence. Here we go, winning the division. Year two.
I don't remember what predictions we did before the season. This sounds like we're repeating a conversation that we had, that if this breaks right, again, Colts became everybody's darling because of Matt Ryan, and the roster's solid, offensive line, Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines behind him, and Michael Pittman, but no discernible threat in the receiving game beyond Michael Pittman. That's something that needs to change and needs to evolve. Defensively, they're still missing some key components. For Tennessee, we already had people calling for Ryan Tannehill's job. I don't know that anything that happened against the Raiders is suddenly going to save it from that talk coming up in short order, right? You got right by getting a W, but is that we stopped the bleeding and in Vrabel we trust to get things rolling again? Perhaps. And you know how I feel about Lovie Smith.
Mm.
I think players love him. I think he's a guy that you root for because he's genuine in his approach. But the conservatism will come back and bite you in the ass time and time again. Right? You've got a good defense. Justin Fields is the quarterback of the Bears. You have an opportunity on a fourth down play inside the Bears' 5-yard line to go for it. And you run a play, you lose 3 yards with Pierce, and then you kick the field goal. You have the opportunity on fourth down. You go for it and go for the win, right? It's third quarter. You got plenty of time. Instead, they kick the field goal, eventually lose said game. Second time, I disagree with a fourth down play, going back to that opening tie against the Colts. And right now, Davis Mills, as much as you may like the raw athleticism, right, and what he brings to the table, Brandon Cooks, maybe a little Nico Collins now and again. You saw the great pass to Jordan Akins. He's completing about 55% of his throws through 3 weeks. So you're not going to do any world beating there. You're going to play a lot of these low 20s games, and you're hoping to just be on the right side of that more often than not. No, you're not blowing anybody away, which means you're falling to the wayside as the season goes on. Ergo, Jaguars v. Colts.
Jaguars, man.
For your
division.
Telling you.
And now to get to the NFC North and the Lions. Okay? The Lions have the second most points per game in the NFL.
That's great.
They're number 3 in yards per game.
Sure. And they're 3-0 against the spread.
And their offense is just going to get better when Jameson Williams gets healthy around midseason. They are having no problems
putting
points up.
Probably I love DeAndre Swift. I like Jamal Williams just as much as a sledgehammer.
Well, because you have him in fantasy. That's, you handcuffed him.
No. No, that's fine. But he was the guy that when we talked about, and Dan Byer and I doing the I Want Your Flex podcast and anything we did fantasy related here, he was a guy that the idea of handcuffing a running back has gone out the window for most teams.
Yeah.
I didn't buy for a minute that's as spectacular as Swift was going to be in spurts that he was going to stay healthy. And he's got myriad injuries. He's already looking like the wacky doctor's game operation. All the way through, which means more Jamal Williams. So your traditional run to set up the pass.
Their running game will be fine without him. Mm-hmm. It'll be great with him. It will be fine without him.
You miss the explosion, but you've got a guy that's going to get you 4.5 a pop.
No one's running away with that division. The Bears have all kinds of problems. The Vikings have problems. And the Packers can't score. That's a really big deal. The division is there for the Lions because their offense is so dynamic. Not that Jared Goff is the best quarterback in the world, but man, does he have weapons. He's got lots of guys to throw the football to. And not only that, he's got guys like, hey, we're missing someone this week. Hey, you know what? Josh Reynolds is going to have a couple of big weeks in a row. Hey, suddenly this guy's catching 6-7 passes a week for 95 yards. Their offense is legit, and the division is there for them. I know, same old Lions, same old Jags, but I'm telling you, that parlay of Jaguars AFC South, Lions NFC North, watch out. It is not the same NFC North. It is not the same.
I'm going to trust that the Jaguars could be there when this unfolds and we get towards the end. A couple of tough games along the way outside of the division. But the Lions, I got to see them do it in a close game against a good team. I ain't trusting them yet.
Oh, no, I get it, but I want to be ahead of the curve.
As much as I hate the division.
And I vacation in Detroit, so you know there's that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, joining us now on the hotline for all the big drama in Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge, the Mets and the Braves, and more. Cardinals clinch, Yankees clinch. The Lions are actually not bad. It is longtime MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio insider, John Paul Morosi. He is on Twitter, at John Morosi. What's happening, JP?
I'm doing great, guys. I wanted to chime in because I was chatting with Justin during the break, and I was listening intently to the end of the previous segment. I am a loyal listener of the program, in addition to being a guest. And I heard this conversation surrounding the parlay that involved the Lions. And I will tell you this, I did not watch the game on Sunday, but I did listen to a portion of the second half. I was transporting my children in our minivan while listening to the great Dan Miller do the broadcast. Dan Miller is outstanding. He's a great broadcaster. And when there are nervous moments involving the Lions, I appreciate Dan's professionalism as he guides us all through them. And so I'm here with my children in the van, and the Lions, I'm getting the call. Well, they're up by 10 points at the end of the third quarter. Maybe things are different this year. And then I drop my kids off, pick them up, get back in the car, and Dan's tone is changing subtly a little bit as the fourth quarter goes along. And then my children, who are not entirely familiar with the Detroit Lions, my 10-year-old said, "Dad, what's happening?" I said, "Sweetheart, it's the same thing that always happens. There is great hope. There is that feeling of dread, and there is a similar and familiar feeling of devastation by the end." And you heard it in his voice. Goff throws the ball. It's intercepted, and the game is over. And so I said to my daughters, I said, "Girls, this has been happening since your grandfather was five, okay?" So basically, 1957, my father was 5 years old, and that was the last time the Lions won a championship. And, of course, as you know, they've won a playoff game since then. So it was just a very therapeutic and connecting of generations moment, but I'll never forget that question from my daughter. "Dad, what is happening?" I said, "Sweetheart, it's the same thing that always happens." And it was a very, I felt as though I had communicated something empirical and true and meaningful about the state of the world to my children. So it was at least gratifying in that regard.
Wow. That is one of those moments where as a dad you say, "I could lie to you because you're young enough, but no, it's time to tell you the truth."
It's time to tell you the truth.
It's like when my daughter looked at me and said, "Dad, what happened to Gaston?" "Oh, Gaston fell in the mist. He fell." And yes, Gaston
he's still falling.
Fell. He fell. I'm gonna protect you for a little bit longer. Don't ask me about the Lions.
He just isn't coming back. He went away to Florida.
That's exactly right. It was, guys, it was quite a... quite a day, and I tell you what, we've got a lot of great storylines happening in sports. Michigan narrowly survived that game against Maryland, so I'm sure we'll chat a bit about that. But how about these baseball storylines, guys? As you mentioned, Cardinals clinch, Yankees clinch, and you see now the Mariners and Phillies are still on pace to end their playoff droughts. And oh, by the way, Jason, I believe the National League East is tied at the top again. How did that happen?
He's been sweating and eating profuse amounts of snack foods this evening. He's really? Gone from chips to ice cream, back to chips, waiting on dinner to come in. He had a cup of noodles. All of these things. Like, he can't stop. Like, he's stress eating, JP, on a whole other level.
But I'm going to tell you something, JP. I'm going to tell you something here. I'm being honest with you now. It's been a struggle for the Mets playing the also-rans, right? They've struggled with the Marlins. They struggle with the Nationals. They need to play the Braves. They need the juice of that series, I think, to get their swagger all the way back. It's not working with, we should be beating these teams, and we're trying to find the energy, and we're squeezing the sap out of our bats. They need to play the Braves. I'm excited about this series in a couple of days.
Well, here it comes. Obviously, this weekend is the big showdown, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And obviously, to me, it's not only the division on the line, but certainly the tiebreaker within the divisional race. Because when you look at the way that the new rules go, basically to the winner of this series will go the tiebreaker as well. There is no such thing as a game 163 any longer. The winner of this game, or the winner of this series, rather, will likely have the season series effectively to win and then go forward. And we'll see, obviously, what happens there in the month of October. For me, though, I, Jason, I still look at it and say there have been enough concerning signs with DeGrom and Scherzer that, A, I'm a little worried about them getting all the way through October being effective, and B, it just makes me wonder how exactly Buck Showalter is going to manage his pitching over the next week to make sure that everybody is lined up. How seriously do you pursue, like, would you pitch them on the final day of a regular season, for example, to try to secure the bye in the first round? And then if you don't, you're left without one of your key guys to start a game in the playoffs. So it's going to be a really, really interesting race that I think Buck Showalter and his staff have to constantly be calculating based on how things are looking. Now, on the Atlanta side, one of their best pitchers and arguably their best guy in the last couple months, Strider, is now on the injured list. So it's not as though they're without complication either, but I do like the way the Braves have been playing over the last 6 weeks better than the Mets over the same amount of time.
John Paul Morosi, our guest, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio, at John Morosi, where you follow him on Twitter, MLB Network. You see him everywhere. He's a man about town, whether he's showing up at a college football game, paying more attention to the Lions, same old Lions, but certainly our guy for all things Major League Baseball. And we'd be remiss if we didn't get around to Aaron Judge. A guy that right now, what, 4 walks today? That's 27 walks in the month of September. He's barely got more than that in official at-bats. No, just kidding. But the reality is you're still batting title, triple crown, all of these things. When does he start reaching out of the zone to try to hit home runs, JP?
Well, Mike,
when does he try to get those last two?
Yeah, that's the big question, because I'll say this. I still believe he's going to get the record, the American League record. And the reason why is because he has stayed within his approach. I think that this series in particular against Toronto, he's being pitched very carefully because the Jays have so much on their their agenda. They're trying to make the playoffs too. Whereas this weekend, they could be facing a Baltimore team that is, if not objectively eliminated, is getting close to it, and then they finish with Texas. And so you're going to see, I think, easier pitching matchups. I really thought tonight's game was going to be a great matchup for him. Jose Berrios starts for Toronto in this game, and he had given up the most home runs of any pitcher in the American League, not named Gerrit Cole. And I thought that he would have potentially given up a home run to Judge. He gave up some loud contact, but ultimately not a home run. Now, obviously, Judge is still on pace to win the Triple Crown, which to me, to be able to win the Triple Crown while hitting more than 60 home runs, or at least 60, that's never been done before by a Yankee. And so it's a special achievement that he's on the precipice of getting, even if you set aside the 61 and 62. And so for me, he is such a good hitter. He has not been sort of going outside of his approach to try to find a way to maybe go outside and get this home run to right field. He's taken things, I think, the exact right way to do it. So Aaron Judge, the consistency of his approach has been his calling card all season long. And while it is a little strange to see him go a week without hitting a home run, he came oh so close twice last week at Yankee Stadium. He is still the same hitter. And eventually, as the matchups become more favorable, he is going to get it. Do not fret, my friends.
All right, so JP, when it comes to the other team that clinched, oh, by the way, the Cardinals clinched, the team that, you know, we don't really talk about because the talk is all about the Yankees, the Astros, the Mets, the Dodgers. Do you believe in the Cardinals this postseason? Are the Cardinals a team that can do damage, or are Cardinals a team that, hey, you know, when they play a better team, they're going to wind up going home?
They are as dangerous as any team in the National League, period. Now, I realize they have to likely go through an extra round of the playoffs. They'll host at least that best-of-three series in the wild card weekend. But look at how they've played since the trade deadline and the impact of guys like Montgomery and Quintana. What Albert Pujols has done is simply extraordinary without compare. Obviously, in recent years, for a player at that age to be able to hit that milestone of 700 home runs. Great call, by the way, by Wayne Randazzo on the Apple broadcast there for Friday. Of course, the great Mets broadcaster as well. But I think for me, Goldschmidt, Arenado, you've got two MVP candidates, plus Albert, plus someone like Tommy Edmonds, a really great complimentary player. Guys, this team, I assume they'll get through the first round because they're just playing that great. And then they're going to run up against the National League East champion. And if I'm the Mets or the Braves, whoever that team is, I would not be super excited about that matchup at all, especially because they're going to be in rhythm. And they're a team that's in such great rhythm that playing that best of three series at home, I think, will actually be fine for them. I would not worry about that in the least. And so from my perspective, they're a team that you do not want to face, whether you're the Dodgers, the Braves, the Mets, anybody. I think they're going to be a really tough out in the month of October.
So let me ask a question about the Dodgers. We're currently taking them in as they play in Dodger Stadium South, as it's now called down there at
Petco.
At Petco. A team that 7-3 of their last 10 coming into tonight's action, JP, still pedal to the metal and everything, at least in terms of winning games. Now you talk about the talent on the squad and the Swiss Army knives of the guys that just keep coming up and raking. But is there any concern over the fact that they haven't played truly meaningful games in a while?
Yeah, I think that's a valid concern, Mike, but I think the larger concern for me is their pitching staff right now and the state of things. Gonsolin's missed time, obviously, with injury in the second half. Dustin May has been back on the IL. I do think Kershaw is in a pretty good spot.
Kimbrel got deposed.
Right, but that's exactly the issue, the bullpen. And when you get to the end of September and you've got a multiple-time All-Star closer who is not your closer anymore, think about this, and this is why Dave Roberts is such a great manager in baseball. He just had to deal with this for the last 2 to 3 years with Jansen. And the idea was, okay, it's time maybe for a change. Kenley goes to sign with Atlanta. And here he has another legendary closer who he has to remove from the role. I mean, I'm sure that in a private moment he would say, my gosh, I thought I was done with this, but he's not. And so is it going to be Alex Vesia? Is it going to be Evan Phillips, Chris Martin, whoever it might be, late in the game? Will it be a starter who they use in relief? It's David Price. Who knows? This is not the way it was supposed to be. It might be Gratterall. But the bottom line is they got Kimbrel to avoid exactly this segment of radio that we have right now, which is it's late September, and here we are again on your great radio program talking about what Dave Roberts should do with the closer who's not pitching the way that he should. So this is a problem for the Dodgers. And again, this is where the Cardinals, I trust Helsley more than I trust anybody in the Dodger pen right now. The Cardinals pitching, again, they've got to go through one more layer of playoffs. But I like that team, and I like their pitching right now more than I like the Dodgers pitching.
He's on Twitter, at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio Insider. Also, brand new Detroit Lions Insider. He has a new podcast coming out that involves him and all members of his family. He records the podcast in the car while they're driving, listening to Lions games on a Sunday.
Life of a Lion with John Paul Morosi.
Oh, there it is.
That explains the Lions. That explains the Lions live from the minivan. That's my life, my friend.
We'll get that children's book written in no time flat.
That explains the the different years, the Scott Mitchell era, chapter 3, the Scott Mitchell era. There you go.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next
JP.
Week. The Scott Mitchell era. You know, I'm not lying to you. That year, I had Scott Mitchell as my fantasy quarterback. I was like, oh, my God, he's so good. Who knew? I was like, I'll pick up Scott Mitchell. Oh, my God, it's got Scott Mitchell in fantasy.
Well, it's like the Blake Bortles year.
He's throwing 3 touchdowns every
Crazy
week.
Crazy stuff happens in the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. We've been spending a lot of time talking about at least one of the 3-0 teams in the NFL this week, because the Eagles, sitting at 3-0, remember, before the season started, I told you Jalen Hurts was going to win the MVP.
Yeah. I'm going to break your leg eventually.
And Jalen Hurts is winning the MVP right now.
Is he really?
Well, he is. Sure he is. They're 3-0. Like I said, what do you need? You need to have volume, and your team needs to win. And
yeah, but I think you have some of that intestinal fortitude of a guy like Lamar Jackson saying, "We get our deal done."
He's already won the MVP.
He's the people's champ.
He's already won once.
Because of the fact that he's going out there and balling when he could have taken his ball and gone home.
He could have. It's great. But Jalen, we haven't seen Jalen Hurts do this. And let's give Philadelphia something to smile on, because they don't like to smile at things.
Well, but it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
It's a Deadpool and Rob McElhaney. But the Dolphins sit at 3-0, and all the talk has been the last few weeks has been about Tua Tagovailoa, right? And Tyreek Hill and the points that the Dolphins have been putting up on offense. And it's been shocking, but they've been good. And if you want to talk about who the MVP is for them, for their 3-0 start, well, you're going to say, well, it's got to be Tua, right? No. Well, it's got to be Tyreek Hill, right? No. Watch the Dolphins games. I'm going to borrow from 5 years ago when the Cowboys were running roughshod over everybody.
Oh, what I was arguing then, you're bringing
Prescott
back?
Scott was great, and Ezekiel Elliott was great. And it was, the Cowboys' offensive line is the MVP of the NFL. The offensive line of the Dolphins is their MVP. It's why they're 3-0. All right, Miami allowed 3 quarterback hits against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, Tua got hurt and he banged his head, but that was a fluke play.
Well, that was an after the whistle.
Yes, exactly. Because you think that Tua got beat up the whole game. He didn't. It was the one play and he hit his head. That was a fluke. 3 quarterback hits against Buffalo, one of the top 3 defenses in the game. A week after, their offensive line played spectacular. Because what are you seeing? Tua is able to be upright long enough to make those throws that Tyreek Hill can adjust to downfield. They can spray the ball around. The offensive line has done a tremendous job in keeping him upright. Not that he's suddenly throwing the ball 30 more yards down the field and he's got it, but he is able to make those quick decisions, and he always has enough time. He allows the athleticism of the mismatches he has of his wide receivers to occur, whether it's Hill, whether it's Waddle. The offensive line is keeping them alive, and it's kind of like a lightning strike offense. You watch, what do they have the ball for? 8 minutes against the Bills and they still scored 21 points, because they can score like that. Even when a couple of their linemen, Hunt and Little, left the game in the middle of the game on, so you lose 2 offensive linemen, doesn't matter, we still go and win this game. Armstead's been really good. Mm-hmm. This offensive line, you're not going to look at this and say, this is the best offensive line in the NFL and everybody's got to get paid, but watching the Dolphins, Tua always has enough time. He's always able to give enough time for him to make plays, for guys to use their athleticism, and that starts right there. They built this team the right way. Mike McDaniel knows what he's doing. He has built this team in the way of how do we maximize the effort, what everybody has to do. And all the pressure's been on Tua, but he's been able to find the guys because he's had the time. The Dolphins' offensive line's their MVP the first 3 weeks.
Look at you. Look what I've done. I've finally brought you around. It sank in. All of my complaining and moaning about how many terrible offensive lines there are
You don't like anybody's offensive line.
I still
got to
rank them 1 through 32.
Yeah, but you don't like who's number one. I still don't like them. And the best offensive line in the NFL.
No, but
I still don't like them.
Coming in, the Dolphins had retooled their offensive line, and the one thing that you could say is they get the ball out. And that's the one attribute that to no matter how much pressure there might be to wait for the big hit, no, the ball's got to get out. It's got to become a timing and make use of yak wherever you can, right? That's the game that you have to be playing for the Miami Dolphins, and it's been impressive. And I like that you went to the O-line play, because through the first 3 weeks of the season, for many teams, as expected, it would be, quote, slow because you don't play together and you need that cohesiveness. Watching it in Cincinnati, we'll see how much better it gets over time. Part of that is also the adjustment of Joe Burrow getting the ball out. But for Miami, it's gelled pretty quickly. And they've obviously got a plan in place to distribute the ball and get it out of Tua's hands. And for a lot of other teams, they're still adjusting on the fly. They're still waiting for key component parts to come back and be able to play healthy football and not sporadically. All right, yeah, we think we've got him at 75 or whatever, so he's going to give it a go, but he'll have to rotate out. Right, that's what we've seen with a number of teams. With Miami, they've got a good thing going. Am I a firm believer in them at this point? No. But in that division, you have to be.
Yeah, well, look, because you got two teams that are not very good.
You got Buffalo and two terrible
And they've
teams.
Beaten Buffalo, yeah. Right? You've beaten Buffalo once. They'll come back a little bit.
A game that they would lose 99% of the time the way it played.
40 minutes to 20 minutes. Wait a minute. What? Yeah, we lost
90 plays to 30 plays.
That's a game the Jets lose. Wait a minute. We had the ball 40 minutes and we lost? Yep. Why did that happen? Jets. Oh,
this guy passed for 400 yards. You passed for 200.
But I'm telling you,
doesn't matter.
Their offensive line has kept Tua in a position to make all kinds of plays. It's been terrific. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got more NFL on the way. Another big night in Major League Baseball for Aaron Judge. That is, if you like walks. And also, straight ahead, why I'm really, really nervous about one team as they get set for a really big set of games. This is Fox.
Cleveland!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.